Andrew Allen's family holiday home at Wye River was one of many destroyed in the fire. He's told Tom Nightingale that the tinder dry conditions, thick bush, heat and wind were a dangerous combination.
The whole street that our house was on was burnt. We visited quite a few parts of town where the fire hit the hardest, and there's three or four streets there with only a couple of houses remaining.
What happens now?
First, we're going to try and just all get around our friends and the people who've lost houses that live there permanently and have lost everything, and just try and give them some support and make sure they're all right. And secondly, we're going to try and just connect with the community and just be part of it. You know, everyone just sort of wants to support each other through this. I think that's been the natural instinct that I've seen from everyone, just wanting to connect with each other and see how everyone's going. And we all love that place, you know, and a lot of people don't know each other. There's a lot of houses up through the hills there, and there's a lot of people who haven't met. But we all got one thing in common, you know. We all love Wye River. Most people who have been there love Wye River and Separation Creek. And so we've all got that in common. I think we all just want to come together and share the fact that we love the place and it's still there and it will grow back and things will be rebuilt. And this is just going to be a part of the history of the town down the track. And a story that we tell. And so it's not so much about ringing the insurance companies and getting rebuilding straight away. It's just about consolidating our love for the place and our community spirit and knowing that everything's okay and we'll be fine. It's a beautiful community, and it's an emotional time, but there's a lot of good comes out of it. There's a lot of bonding, and that's really special to be part of.
How mindful do you think people are that the danger might not yet be over?
What happened on Christmas Day realistically is only chapter one of the story of how this fire may play out. I don't think anyone in Wye River or Kennet under any illusions that this is still a very much an ongoing emergency situation with this fire. And I think most people in Lawn and Dean's Marsh, you know, we're all pretty much on alert. The Otways is thick with flammable material and bush litter all the way through, and this fire is very much alive and winds can blow in any direction, and unfortunately, there may be a lot more to play out in this story. So we're all just assessing what's happened, coming together, and then taking the guard for the next instalment, really.
Andrew Allen, whose holiday house at Wye River was destroyed on Christmas Day, speaking with Tom Nightingale.